Is here again with Business News.
Rachel, thank you. And we're returning to the Russian ruble and the knock-on effects potentially outside of Russia's borders. Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets is here. Paul, the currency came back a bit overnight to 68 rubles to the dollar from around 80 yesterday. It's a bit of a reprieve, it seems. And as we heard from Chris Weaver in Russia, it seems to be a case of wait and see. But do you think it's a temporary reprieve?
Yeah, I would say so for the moment. I mean, these are truly extraordinary moves from Monday morning to now. You know, as your last contributor said, when central bank puts up interest rates by 6.5% overnight, you can say that they have lost control of their currency. And that's what's worrying the financial market so much. It's not just the ruble. This is happening with other currencies as well. And obviously, because of the huge fall in the price of oil. Don't forget one of the things, there'll be a lot of dollar borrowings by Russian companies, and also Russian individuals, for an example, have a lot of dollar mortgages out. So, for an example, that's 50% extra on their mortgages or 50% extra on their borrowings in dollar terms just in 2 days. So some of the solutions would be maybe capital controls. Obviously, they've announced that they're not going to do capital controls. Every central bank announces they won't do capital controls just before they do them.
And that's so keeping money within the country.
Exactly. So what they would do is they'd have to shore up the borders and you wouldn't be allowed to take the money out of the country. Now, again, it's not a fantastic move to try to solve this problem. So I think they'll try to avoid it if possible. One of the potential things that might happen is the Federal Reserve is meeting later today, and I believe the Federal Reserve might come out and make a very dovish statement about the world economy and interest rates, and I think that might help a little bit, meaning that they will say that they won't be putting up interest rates early next year. I think that might calm the markets a little bit.
Do you think they'll go that far? Is that a situation that the Americans will be keen to head off, or might it be a good situation for the US if Russia is under pressure?
No, I wouldn't consider it good at all. When central banks see the international markets in all shapes and forms under pressure, they'd like to dissipate that pressure. So I would expect the Federal Reserve to say something very dovish. Don't forget, this is just not a Russian crisis. The stock markets around the world have been hit very badly in the last week. For an example, the German DAX is down around 7.5%. Last night in the USA, it was the tech stocks that got hit the most. It wasn't just oil and mining stocks. So this is actually a general market, very nervous market at the moment. So I would expect the Federal Reserve to do something to soothe that.
The wider Eurozone economy is also under a fair bit of pressure. Will this exacerbate the situation?
Well, again, it does in one sense, but the ECB is really on, you know, in Christmas holiday mode, so we're not expecting anything from them till mid-January. They've got a meeting in January, and we would expect the ECB to come out with more moves about what they're going to do in 2015. But for the moment, I wouldn't suggest that they're going to be doing anything to do with the Russian crisis.
One of the issues that seems to be making the Russian situation worse is, of course, the price of oil. Usually, the falling oil prices are to be welcomed, but here it seems to be having extremely negative consequences across the world.
Yeah, again, in the longer term, we would expect it to be positive for the world economy with low oil prices, absolutely, especially for the US consumer. But again, don't forget, this is all a consequence of quantitative easing. There's so much borrowing out in the marketplace. So many people have borrowed money, and when there's huge oil price falls, they mightn't be able to pay it back. So there's lots of stresses and strains in the corporate bond market at the moment. And that's what's making the markets unnerved. It's not just the fall in the price of oil. It's, are these people going to be able to pay back their money?
Paul Somerville of Somerville Advisory Markets, thank you very much indeed. Let's take a look at where the euro is standing this morning against the dollar. It's at just below $1.25 and just around 79.5 pence sterling.
Audrey. Brian, thank you very much.